Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Before we actually get started on the usual insanity and craziness that is my show, I just want to address a couple of issues. This past week, the crap that began earlier has all blown up yet again. And, you know, basically, I'm being accused of being part behind the trying to shut down a particular online vendor. I would just like to point out that anybody who has gone to my Facebook page or Maddie's page will see that I have not once ever, hold on a second, I just got to give the number to someone. I have not once mentioned any feuding that I've had with people. I've mentioned I'm upset over stuff that's gone on, that kind of thing. but I haven't once come out and mentioned names. I will not come out and mention names. You know, simple as that. It's between me and that person. In regards to trying to shut down somebody's business, that's another thing that is just not my style at all. You know, people, there is one person out there who is really disappointed with the level of work they received from a certain vendor, and she isn't backwards in coming forward in mentioning her displeasure. Now, the fact is that because I am friends with this person, I am like guilt by association. It's the only way I can put it. And it's like anything else, you know, I'm not responsible for my friend's actions. If my friend has a problem with somebody and she wants to voice it, then that's down to her. It's not down to me to interfere. You know, everybody is saying, you know, you need to stop her, you need to stop her. I can't stop her, just as you can't stop anybody from disliking or hating me. Now, when my name was being dragged through the mud and a lot of things being said, there were a few friends who tried sticking up for me who actually got slammed into the ground for it. But it seems okay that my name gets dragged through the mud. And if people want to blame me for businesses failing, for friendships dissolving and everything, go ahead, pin the blame on me. But what I will say right now is you need to stop this pettiness, seriously. If all you have to do in your time is to constantly blame me for actions that are going on, then that's on you. I refuse. I got so upset today. I wanted to just completely shut down my page and everything and just walk away. I'd had enough. And I was going to let those people get the better of me. You know, I have no problems with anybody. And a bunch of the people will be able to tell you that there are only a couple of people I've spoken with in regards to what went on. And one of them I know is the one who betrayed me this past weekend that caused a lot of problems. And that's fine. Let them do that. You know, if that's all you've got nothing better to do is to go running your mouth and everything to drum up interest in you and what you are, then shame on you. You're a reason why the community is the way it is. Now, my whole point in addressing this now is for this reason. You people who want to continually come at me and say, oh, you're being so immature and childish, you're doing this, you're doing that. For one thing, approach me like a woman. Don't cuss me out. Don't scream or shout or act like you're the big I am, because nobody is innocent. I'm being told, you know, I don't like seeing my friends harassed and everything. Well, where's the same wording being said back to those people who are harassing me? I don't see that. You know, I see it's all my fault. Well, you can keep on blaming me all you like. That's down to you. Delete me all you like. That's down to you. Block me. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, if you can't separate your friendship and take people on a one-on-one value, then you're the person who has the problem. And if you're going to follow the herd and be a sheep, so to speak, then that's on you. My friendships I have with people, I take them on face value of how you treat me. Now, once you scream and shout at me and call me out my name and all this, tell me, you know, all this, like, I'm done. You can delete me and you can find out you were wrong later on and apologize. I'll forgive you because I'm forgiving you because I don't want your guilt hanging over my head. But that friendship is done with. I went out and made peace with somebody who I thought was very, very unfairly treated. And what I think a lot of you fail to realize is that I'm only a year into this journey and I am totally alone over here. So when I lost Matthew and I was looking for that support, I was looking for those answers as to why. When somebody held out their hand and said, I can help you, I grabbed it, and it might have been the wrong hand. I listened to what was being said and didn't use my own brain to think about it. Instead, I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. You've been in this community longer. You're right. Instead of being a grown-up and looking into things myself. And I ruined a really good friendship I had with somebody over that. And it was only when I saw everything go back and how the hate campaign ended up on me that I realized exactly what I had bitten into. And I went to that person and I apologized. I took full responsibility for my actions, and I'm blessed that that person actually forgave me and was willing to work on our friendship and willing to start again. She could see that I truly am sorry from the bottom of my heart for any part I had in causing this person any harm. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I saved myself by doing that. And I'm not going to let people hurt me. I'm not going to let people belittle, betray, or treat me like that anymore. I'm going to stick with the people who have shown me the love and support that I hope I've given them. I really do. I don't have any issues against any of the vendors online. There is one vendor, we've all dealt with this one particular person who has ripped off more people than Band-Aids have been ripped off knees. But that's a whole different ball game for another night. I hope that people can see by the fact that I don't go on Facebook and put up people's names. I will put up, like, for example, I have the most wonderful stress aid right now, which is a hand-sized knitted boobie. You know, I'm going to publicize that Cora sent me her boob in the mail. You know, I'm going to go up and publicize that I've had inappropriate conversations with Michelle and Ariel and Cora. I'm going to put up that I have the best friends in the world, and I will list every single one of them. But the one thing I will not do is I'm not going to go out there and put up the names of people who I have issues with, because that then gives them power. And it takes away my credibility. I'm 38 years old. I'm a grown woman. I do not need to stoop down to the levels of it when we're in high school, or even lower than that. My son started 8th grade this week, and even he's more mature than what I've had to deal with recently. So that's all I'm going to say in regards to that matter, because I'm sorry, I'm chugging back kiwi and strawberry clear choice ice drink with zero calories. You know, I'm going to sit back and let these people make their own decisions. As my mom once said, you cannot be friends with everyone, but choose your friends wisely. And, you know, over the past, it's been since February until now, I've dealt with a lot. I've dealt with a lot of hate, a lot of animosity, a lot of people trying to destroy what I've been trying to do for Maddie. And at the end of the day, if they're that petty that they want to try and hurt what I'm doing, then they need to look at the people who they're hurting in by doing that. By slamming down and trying to shut down Maddie's memory, you're not just hurting me. I can get past that. But to me, you're hurting all of those people who, when they are having the worst day of their life, where they have lost their child, where, you know, society is saying, get over it, where society is saying, well, at least you can have another one, at least, you know, you can get pregnant. All those things that we as baby lost mamas hear, at least, you know, I'm trying to fill their arms with something that says, look, there's somebody out there who knows that you lost that child. And, yeah, I lost a lot of people's support on the page. A lot of people made comments that I'm, you know, I'm a fake angel mom and everything. But you know what? The people who are sticking around are the ones who matter. You know, the people who know what type of person I am and don't have to make up lies and rumors are the ones who are sticking around. And those are the ones who I love dearly. There's so many very special people who have told me, you know what, don't let them get to you. Don't let them do this. They win if you let them do this. So I'm not going to let them win. They can keep bad-mouthing me. They can keep trying to shut down my page. They can keep trying to say that certain photos of mine are indecent. You can do whatever you want. You really can. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to stop my mission. I'm still going to be helping families. I'm still going to be putting items into the arms of those who have lost. And that is basically all I have to say on that. You're not going to win. And try being a bigger person. If you don't like what somebody is doing, instead of sending them a message saying this, that, and the other, delete them and move on. And don't blame everybody for, you know, the actions of a few. You know, I'm not the one who you should be attacking for somebody else's actions. You should, if you've got a problem with someone, go after that particular person. And by telling me to fucking grow up and stop acting like a little bitch, actually tells me what type of person you are. So on that note, that is that segment done. Over with Benito Fernando. We are going to play a song because I need to get some glue on my body, roll around naked in glitter, squeeze my stress reliever booby, and get a cup of tea. So I will be right back. I am so sorry. We are back. Well, what can we say about that? Yes, I just had a big gulp full of something sodery and sugary and burpy, but there we go. Whew, I do apologize. Now, as you all know, when I'm doing this show and everything, I normally go through what's being said on my Facebook page by friends who are listening, and, you know, just read what's going on. And my friend Michelle, she says that she doesn't like being attacked. Well, I think that we all need to attack her. And this is how our attack plan shall go. Michelle's little boy, the one who everybody knows was born prematurely, is my little peanut butter cup. He's no longer a peanut butter cup mini. He's just peanut butter cup now. He's getting bigger. He's very sick at the moment. And I think we need to attack her with lots of love and kisses. So if any of you are Michelle's friends on Facebook, head over to her page right now and put hugs, put kisses, put love, put all that stuff, because I think she needs to be attacked in a good way. I mean, I'm going to get that started. Here we go. I'm going to put hug, kiss, love. There we go. I think, you know, that's the way we should be attacking each other, is just by doing silly things and being loving and caring. And I've been tortured, actually, for the past few days by Cora, because she keeps going on about, you know, rice boobs and all that stuff. And I was wondering what she was on about until I get this silly looking boob filled with rice that fits in the palm of my hand. And it's wonderful. I've been sitting here playing with it. I've been playing with my boobs all afternoon, people. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's a good thing. It really is a good thing. We all deserve to have a good laugh, a good time, and to, you know, not be, what's the way I can say, not to be attacked for any reason. As I was once told, it's always the people who people find intimidating or a threat to themselves that get attacked. So I find Michelle very intimidating, and we should attack her with love, hugs, and kisses to make her know that she's not alone. I know that with everything that she's going through, she feels, you know, that she's handling a lot of this by herself. But we're all here for you, Michelle, and we love you bunches. But now back to my little titty. This is the first time I've actually been able to hold a boob in my hand and it not spill over the sides or cause cramping in my arms. And it's like, you know, you have to weight train. You know, I'm a big girl. We've discussed this before. I have big boobs. When I walk into a room, my boobs enter about 20 minutes before I do. People know I'm coming. You know, nipples get trod on, that kind of thing. It's a painful experience. But, you know, I finally got a little boobie I can hold in my hand. And it's awesome. I love my tiny titty. I would kiss it, but then you'd hear me kiss a nipple on it. Okay, hold on. And this nipple is awesome. It's like a real one. I'm just praying that Cora didn't model it on herself, to be perfectly honest. But then she says she's got gigantuous boobies too, so. But I do want to say actually a big thank you to Cora. She was my secret sister the last round. And I couldn't do everything that I wanted to do for her because of a move-in and a lot of stress. And I do actually have two items that need to be mailed out to her that will be mailed out this week. But she sent me a package today, and it was filled with tea, which anybody who knows me knows that, yay, tea is always a good gift. Like, Hazel, I need to borrow $50. By the way, I made you a cup of tea. Hazel, I need your firstborn child, so, but I made you a cup of tea. Sure, take him, he's over there. But now she did actually put in here some tea from her local area. It's called Cape Cod Cranberry Tea, and OMG, it is out of this world. It tastes so, so good. You have no idea. And what I've actually done as well is I made a batch up and let it chill, and it's in the refrigerator now. I'm going to wait until tomorrow morning, and I'm going to have it with some ice and everything, and because we both, me and AJ, she was talking about it, and the smell is just, oh, it's just wonderful. So we were like, discussing everything about that and thought, you know what, let's see how good it would be as, you know, an iced tea. I'll put a picture of the box up for you guys later. And hey, I love iced tea as well as hot tea. Hot tea is actually my favorite, but to me, there's nothing more refreshing than, I should explain, with MS and fibromyalgia, which I suffer from both, it feels like I'm going through menopause on a daily basis. My temperature skyrockets from where it looks like I'm a volcano about to erupt down to it could be like 95 degrees with a heat index of 150, and I'll be sitting there shivering. So there are times when, you know, I like to have iced tea, and especially first thing in the morning when I get robbed up, that coldness kind of wakes me up, and especially as now we're back to the 5:30 in the morning getting him up for school. Oh, I swear. No wonder I look like death warmed up most times. But yeah, so I'm going to give it a go and see how it tastes and all that good stuff. The other thing is I got a nice, I cannot say who it came from because I promised her I wouldn't, but I got a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful big box full of goodies for Maddie's memory today. And I started going through it earlier and was doing girly squeaks, squeals, and all that good stuff. And it's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. I love everything that's in there. It's such a big help. There's actually some stuff that is made up into bags already that I can actually go and deliver. And what I'm actually doing, I told a few of you there's a nursing home a couple of blocks away from where I live. And I went up there a while ago because I had a bunch of candles. They were cinnamon scented. And those of you know me and cinnamon, it's like, hey, Hazel, I'm going to kill you. Light a cinnamon candle. Breathe it in. Die. I took these cinnamon cans up to the nursing home. And I explained to the woman, you know, what I do and everything. And she said, well, you know, you can come around with us. We'll go and take some of them in. So I took some of them into, like, the various people there. And I was talking with this one woman. She was 95 years old. And she had experienced 6 of her children dying before the age of 2. And she said, you know, nowadays the conditions they died of, you know, they wouldn't have died. So she was really pleased with how treatments and everything over the years that she has seen has changed and helped save children. But she showed me this necklace that she had, and she doesn't wear it anymore, but it's by her nightstand. And when she opened it, it was a locket, and it was crammed with tiny pictures, and I saw every one of those little kitties who died. And it made me realize, you know what, we are so busy set on thinking about those who are in our age range. You know, those, you know, obviously all of us are in the same kind of age bracket. We're in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. So we forget, you know, our parents may have experienced loss. Our grandparents may have experienced loss. And so a bunch of teddy bears I'm going to take up there this upcoming week. I'm going to take them up Friday. And take a bunch of teddies up. I'm going to take a bunch of books up. Not my one. I collect books as well that I donate to hospitals and stuff for their waiting rooms and everything. I'm going to take a bunch of books up there as well. I got some candles in this big box today that I want to take up for them. And just to say to them, you know what? We remember your children too. And I think that would be a really nice thing to do. Yeah. I like that. But anyway, that's something that I like to do, and it's not something that I publish out there all the time. I've done it so many times. I was raised to be that kind of person. Right before birthdays and Christmas, I would have to sort out my toys and my clothes and donate them to Children's Hospital, or there was a children's home near where I grew up. They would be taken there, and it's kind of passed on because when I had Robert, I would do the same thing for him. When he got to age 3, we started doing the same thing where he would choose out of his toys the ones he didn't play with anymore, leading up to his birthday and also leading up to Christmas, and we'd take him to Children's Hospital. And so Robert still likes doing that. He is such a big part of what we do. He likes to come with us. He writes the note cards that go in the bags. He does so much to help me out. And I'm so blessed that I've raised such a kind, caring boy who's willing to do that. So while we reflect on that, we are going to play another song for you guys.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but some people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
In that airplane, the night sky, like shooting stars, I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays, we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days. Before the politics, there we go, the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape. And back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Flesh is supposed to be rotten, push the bitch to be rolling. You can tell that I'm I'm just doing my thing, you know the units, the gang. I got my grimy city with me, you front, you'll have to get me off your ass. A bit of lawsuit and laugh, it's not a big deal, it's nothing but some bad shit.
You know you're acting like you're down now. I tear the club off, pump show. This flow is gonna bring more dough. Cause you know what's acting like you're down now. You know you're acting like you're down now.
I'm just being intrigued. Oh, and the boys are back, which means they may have snacks and goodies, so we'll find them. There's a car being towed outside. I should be nosy.
Yeah, that's you, Mom.
Yeah.
Nosy.
I can be nosy.
There you go.
I'm allowed.
Fine, I guess I'll give you this money, the food chain I bought you.
Who's this?
Oh, you mean... Oh,
but it's Pooh Bear. Look, if it isn't bad enough, my secret sister in the secret sister program I belong to is torturing me right now, along with two other people who know who she is. It's not a bad torture, AJ. Don't look worried. It's a good torture. You're going to join in and torture me too, Robert?
Yeah.
But I'm your mommy and I love you.
Oh, I know it's
Pluto.
I don't know if it's
you. But
I can get an extra $3 for when I go to
TJ Maxx. Well, $15,
so you get two shirts.
But.
Yeah, I think I might go take it back. Where's your seat? Bye, Mom.
You are so cruel and mean to me.
I'll be back.
He has just walked out the house with the receipt to say, Ubek, EJ Beck. What did I do? I'm a wonderful mummy. Thank you. Oh, it's so wonderful. I love Pooh Bear.
I'm Jewish. I'm just kidding. I'm just totally kidding.
See what I got in my wallet. You may find like 3 cents.
I'm good.
You may find 3 cents and a free get six buffalo wild wing chicken wing. That's worth $6. But anyway. Yes, I am so totally lost. So everybody who is listening, who's part of the Facebook community and everything.
Hold on, I got a 3-pack of pencils for $5.
Are you serious? Nice. Everybody who's part of the Facebook community will probably see that I put up things about a secret sister and all that lot. And so basically we're assigned for 3 month period a secret sister. And it's basically to give support, love, and to make new friendships. As I, you personally say a couple of times, the person who I had as my secret sister last time was Cora. Catherine actually was who had me. This time I have... So I just told you who my secret sister is. And I have absolutely no clue who has me. However, I'm being tortured on a daily basis. I would just like to say thank you to my secret sister. I heard that she is listening. Thank you for the emails and the e-cards and the pictures and stuff. I so look forward to opening my email and seeing them there. It's wonderful, so just thank you. And hopefully my son's bought enough mechanical pencils to last him, what, a couple of days at school? Another purple one?
No. Just kidding. No, all
right. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay. But anyway, so this whole Secret Sisters program is actually run by Alicia, and it is a really great program. We have a lot of laugh and a lot of fun, and it does, you know, make some really good friendships. Enjoying it. But you can get some, you know, really good friends out of it. And it's not about, you know, the gifts or anything. Even though my gift on Sunday from my secret sister of the gift card for, even though the gift card for Starbucks had me running out to Starbucks right away. It's about the fun and laughter and everything. I do have to say a quick goodbye to Brett, who is on his way to Dirty Stylist. You could actually stop by me. You know I'm on the border of West Dallas. I will always meet and greet you as long as you bring food. I'm a fat woman. I need food. But it is a fun thing. We have so such a good laugh and everything. So, and it's fun torturing people. It's such a good way. Now, as a lot of you remember from last week's show, I was a tiny, tiny bit drunk. And I mentioned last Wednesday on my radio show, Robert.
Mom!
You weren't here.
I don't.
Oh, my God. No! You're not taking away the Pooh Bear keyring as punishment. No! No! No!
I'm grounding you from it for a week.
No! No.
Fine, you can't ground me for a week. You. Okay, I have a free ticket if you ground me. I have a free ticket to...
You weren't here, so my alcohol consumption did not affect you. AJ wasn't here either.
I don't care.
Where were you at? Was that Wednesday the day I kicked you out for the night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you kick him out?
Because he needed some alone time.
So what? So you can drink?
No.
Just on personal.
So, yes, basically I finished half a bottle of marshmallow fluff-flavored vodka.
Oh, can I try some?
No, you cannot try some, mainly because there's none left and because you're 13 years old.
Mainly because you're
13 years old. Oh, my God, I swear. There should be a law for everybody who has teenagers. They will understand this. There should be a law against teenagers and back-mouthing. Yeah, and I did, as it was pointed out, I did talk about fish tackle.
Tackle? Oh, tacos.
Fish tackle.
I thought you said tacos.
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 But the fish tacos weren't the ones
tacos.
That you were eating. Night, Michelle. My friend Michelle's off now. She's got two sick children and is trying to get some sleep too. So, night, Michelle. Love you. See you in the morning. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Yeah. So, back to 13-year-old boys. There should be a mute button on their mouth.
There should be a mute button on their mother's.
No, because I'm your mom. I'm your mom, and I'm awesome.
Okay, that's not the point.
You are just a mouthy 13-year-old. You don't have a point. You're 13. You're not allowed to have a point.
See, parents don't give kids their kids freedom. AJ gives me freedom. I can't have points. AJ lets me have points.
He only lets you have points in a basketball court because he feels sorry for your short ass. I can't really say that. He's like half an inch shorter than me. So he's going to be looking at me and saying, well, you short too. Yeah, that is actually the sad thing. Is like the fact is when Robert calls up now on the phone, it takes me a couple of seconds to realize that this is my little baby boy on the phone.
Baby boy.
Your voice on the phone, you're like, yo, mom.
Like this? Hey, mom.
Yeah. That's it, right there. And it's like, he's not this tiny little boy I had. He's this big old, big footed, lumbering, skin and bones.
Talented at football, talented at guitar, talented at baritone, talented at everything.
Well, that's because you're my son. I mean, the awesomeness flows. How could you not be awesome and talented? Look who your mom is. I sprinkle myself with glitter on a daily basis. When I fart, glitter comes out my bottom. I had orange pee, so you knew that was shining and glowing in the dark this week. Look, my level of awesomeness is on a whole new level, and I have a son who's
busy. I got my guitar skills from my dad. That's like in the genes of my dad.
Yeah.
The
rest of yours. The
musician part and the athletic part is...
Actually, I would have to say you've got the musician side for both me and your dad. Because I played instruments in school and actually won the music prize 3 years in a row. That's cool. You can ask your nana.
Guitar?
No. It was wind instruments. I'll show you later.
Well, I don't play wind instruments. I play brass and
trumpet. And then you get your athleticism just purely for the fact that you don't sit still. But yeah. So basically, if you are in the lucky thing of having a child under the age of 13, think yourself lucky, love yourself, and praise yourself. Because as soon as they hit the age of, I would say 12 and a half actually, they turn into these monsters. And these monsters just, all they say is, I know, mom. They sigh, they roll their eyes at you. It's just a complete and utter nightmare.
Well, at least he's not a baby.
At least he's not a what?
A baby.
What do you mean a baby?
Girl kid.
Oh, God, no.
Not a ghetto kid.
No, he said at least you're not a ghetto kid.
Yes, at least I'm not.
You ain't ghetto.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm kind of, yeah.
You ain't ghetto at all. Robert, you have been raised in the whitest of white neighborhoods. The closest you get to being ghetto is the fact that your stepfather is black. AJ, you are one shade away from being burnt. What? Come back at me. And I know I'm one shade away from glowing in the dark. We know that.
You want to stay away from
being the light bulb, you mean?
You want to stay away from being careful,
That was a good one. That was a real good one. But yeah, this is our household on a daily, you know, this is our household on a daily basis. But anyway, we are now going to play another song.
No, let me play a song.
You can play a song in a minute. I'm going to have you play the guitar on the radio full blast.
Yes.
But we are actually going to play a song. And because of how everything is, because we're just so awesome, because that's just the way we are, and because we are taking over, all I can say is this song is appropriate. We're taking over.
This just in. DJ Khaled is on the run.
I
repeat, he is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
DJ Khaled!
Alabama, Mississippi, on North Carolina, Philadelphia, Virginia. From down in Miami, where it's warm in the winter. All up to Minnesota, where it's storm in the winter. Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Michigan, holla at me. B&H Town, Southside, Cloverland, Daddy, I'm the man out in Dallas. Better ass talent. Catman, Cali, with my eyes open, valley. Blowing that spinning, going down Benny. Drop six, toe, three, wheel, and switch it. Red light stop, make it drop on the bitch. Got a block, cold trip, blow your head off with it. Anything you hear that I said, I'm in it. Can't get the crown, then spread out with it.
Number one, nigga, brother can't make me wrong, so we got him done. Fucking with the family, I'ma give him some. Spent that condo, he didn't run. Sunday had a whole church singing a song. Why they had to send my baby home? Fucking with some niggas that paid for loan. Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats. I'm insane, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love brain, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite, beats to pink. And my wrist brush above, but the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will bust your medulla. That's a bullet hole, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock with Junior. I am the little big
Kahuna. Cause we take it over.
Cause we're taking over. Cause we're taking over. Cause we're taking over. Cause we're taking over. One city at a time. That was the Hazel remix brought to you in association with tea, the caffeinated drink that keeps her awake at night.
No kidding.
Hey, I was sleep even if I haven't been drinking tea. You know that. I either go through periods of where I just don't sleep, and then all of a sudden I crash and I'm asleep for what, like 12 hours?
Yeah, that's true.
But anyhow, I just want to say a good evening to you. Well, we are about to hit our second hour of the show, which brings me on to the fact that, Robert, you need to be in bed at 10 o'clock. Time to go to sleep. Good night.
I can't sleep while you guys are talking.
Okay. Go sleep after.
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell us how your first couple of days at school have been.
Terrible.
Why are they terrible?
Terrible.
Why, because you ain't got a girlfriend? Or have you got a new girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend.
So, you need to explain to people. What is a homie hopper?
A homie hopper?
Yes. What is a homie hopper?
Or as our kids would call it, homie lover friend.
Yes.
Okay, so, a homie hopper is when, say, a girl dated my friend.
Okay.
And then she went out with me.
Okay.
That's a homie hopper.
Okay.
She has to learn my homies to me.
Okay, but does she have to be dating, is it just her dating one friend and then coming to you, or does it have to be multiple friends?
It can be multiple friends.
Okay. But does, okay, so going back on this whole thing, we've got to work out this teenage love thing going on because, you know, that's what we need to do. So when it comes to, say, for example, you're dating someone, and you find out she dated a friend of yours before you. Does it have to be a certain period of time that has to elapse before she can date one of his friends, or is it?
It has to be a good amount of time before.
So, say for example, say you start dating a girl right now, just for argument's sake, and then you find out that say she dated Paulin, but it was before summer started. Is that a good period of time? But if you found out she dated Paulin only a couple of weeks ago, that's a homie hopper. Okay, so it's called a homie hopper.
Now, this is what I gotta say.
Come over here. Come over here. Sit right down. Speak the words of wisdom.
While I look
from
at shoes.
Yeah, Robert can look at shoes. You come and speak words of wisdom.
Well, you should know. Just click stuff on the wish list because I just created one. Well, I was going to say, of course, like, I dated, you know, some of my friends' exes and stuff like that, but whatever, I guess they liked me better. But when it came to Weasel, when some of the girls that he has liked at me, he get crying and been all out of shape about it. So, but you don't choose those other girls, man. I don't care if I used to date her or not. Unless she liked me better. Oh,
but see, and that's the thing, is that... I see, and that's the thing. It's, to me, You can't help who likes you. Let's be perfectly honest. I mean, you couldn't help the fact that this crazy English woman with stupid looking...
I have my t-shirt on.
I may have your t-shirt on now, but I'm on about going back. I was this crazy looking woman with short hair, and it was really short.
Yeah, it's just
how people I'm not having short hair. I didn't like short hair. It's horrible. Yucky, no. No.
Yeah.
Too bad. AJ does. I do. But, you know, I mean, I couldn't help the fact that I liked you and that you liked me. Shannon, if you remember, got really pissed off.
So her plan backfired.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just... you know, that's just unfortunately the way things are.
I wonder if there are any guys listening to this at the moment.
Well, we lost Brett. He's going out. I think he's doing his hold down tonight. What?
You said hold down.
Yeah, as in hold down.
Yeah, he's getting some holes and laying it down.
He is getting those holes and laying them down. What?
These shoes I really, really, really want. These are
only $40. But, you know, the whole point is that at the end of the day, I wanted to find out from Robert this whole Holy Hopper deal and everything. You know, it makes me laugh because I was sitting here thinking the other day, oh my God, Robert's too young to have a girlfriend. He's 13 years old. Well, I actually remember when I was 13, I dated a guy called Jason Perkins for an entire year, well, a school year. And so it's like, you know what, maybe Robert isn't that young, really. And then I met the man who is now my ex-husband, and started dating him when I was 15. So we don't need to talk about that disastrous. 15. 15, honey.
Oh, I thought
you 15. No, not 50. How could I date a man when I was 50 when I'm only 38 right now? What am I, gone back in time?
Well, your birthday is this coming month.
We know my birthday is this coming month.
Oh, it'll be very nice.
Everybody knows I'm going to be 39. If I'm 38 now, my birthday's next month. What age does it mean I'm going to be?
This month.
This month, yeah. End of this month.
You
got about 22 days until I turn 39. So, today's the 4th. 22 days. No. I know when my birthday is. I've been counting that day down since January 1st. You watch. September 27th, I'm going to take 365 days until my birthday. But anyway, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, I'm just curious, and it made me like really sit back and think that the age my son is now, I had my first serious boyfriend, and it kind of is frightening. It really is. Okay, how old were you when you had your first serious girlfriend?
Oh, God.
I was your first and only girlfriend. That's all there is to it.
Nope.
That was because I would be a virgin.
You are a virgin on the ridiculous. Boom, boom. While you think of that, I'm having a heat spot. Robert, would you like a heat? AJ, would you like a heat? What are you eating? Yeah, we actually, for everybody who wants to know, Halloween candy is out. I do not like candy corn at all. I detest it. I think it's the Satan's candy. Starburst has bought out their Starburst flavored candy corn. So anyway, back to what I was saying, AJ. When, come on, hello. How old was you when you had your first girlfriend?
Fourth grade.
Oh.
That was all right.
I haven't had a girlfriend. My first girlfriend was first grade.
Like, I had crushes and stuff, but...
Crushes is different.
It just wasn't, you know, I didn't work up the nerve to ask somebody out.
If anybody tells me I have a crush on somebody, I'm going to be so literal and think, I'm like, why? Why do you want to crush her?
Okay, that prompts me to sing a song. How did you know? Cause I never told you found out I had a crush on you.
That
song used to drive me insane.
Yes.
Oh,
I
my
God. I like that song, though.
But they played it so many times. Okay. Who was your first girlfriend you were in love with? And you better say me.
It wasn't you.
It was that bitch you saw on the bus, wasn't it? I've just sprayed Keith's coffee everywhere. Keith's very much. Yeah, pretty much. Before.
No, actually, my first love was in high school.
When I was 13? No. Wait.
How old were you?
I was a senior. She was a senior.
When I was
18.
When I was
18, he had his first love. Okay. Please answer this next question very carefully. Please remember, I have a boob in my hand and I'm not afraid to throw it. Who's your greatest love?
You mean like lover?
Greatest love of your life.
Greatest love of my life. My mom.
Oh, I can't throw that at you for that one. Yeah, you got me on that one.
But besides my mom, yes, you.
That's only because I force you. I keep you chained up in the basement and whip you if you say no.
No,
that's just a fantasy.
Yeah, your fantasy.
Yeah, catch. Play with a boob.
It kind of looks like a jar of honey, though.
It does. I could actually put that by Winnie the Pooh, and it would look like Winnie the Pooh in a honey jar.
Yeah, and just be the top.
Yeah. However, because we know it's a titty, it would be Winnie the Pooh and the titty. And that just completely throws out my thoughts on Winnie the Pooh. Because Winnie the Pooh shouldn't be playing with titties.
He should be playing with honey.
Hey, honey is good.
That's
crazy. Okay. You want some honey?
And then again, he does drink it from the bowl.
Yeah, he does.
So all you gotta do is just take the top off and just drink it from the bowl.
But anyway. See, I will be posting a picture later of Winnie the Pooh and the titty. But it is right. If you actually go to my Facebook page and look at the photos of me with my third boob, it could look like a honey pot. If I rolled it like this in my hand, make it long, the baby bottle.
Like
but technically, a titty is a baby bottle.
It could look like a pot, too.
Not technically.
Robert, women breastfeed babies.
It's not a baby bottle. Babies don't carry it around.
No, that's a man's job. You know men like to carry around titties if they could? You're just looking at me weird.
I wouldn't go that far.
Have you not met some of the weird men out there?
Yeah. Mhm. Look at dude taking off his shirt with saying, "Lord Jesus," all the way down the street.
Are you serious? See, even I ain't that weird. I just get naked, roll in glitter, and go on rollerblades up and down the street. Going up, and you know I looked awesome in my superhero costume earlier this week too. I need a proper
super
eel.
I saw that.
Well, she got a different name now.
Yeah.
What is it?
Can't remember. What was it?
It was super
dummy, wasn't it? I can't remember. There we go. Competition for everybody. Give me my superhero name.
Super Teapot.
I'm going to be Super Teapot. I don't drink that much tea.
Yes, you do. Don't even lie. When you don't have tea bags, you almost start World War III against North Korea.
Hey, that's a legitimate reason for war, okay? If we're out of tea, Mama ain't happy. If Mama ain't happy, the house ain't happy. And if the house ain't happy, World War III happens, damn it. But going back to this whole candy corn thing, and yes, Cora, my fancy is to have AJ dressed as Pooh. But to go back to this whole candy corn thing, this Starburst candy corn is nice, but it's very, very ultra sweet. And despite the fact that I like chocolate and stuff, AJ can attest that there are certain things that I do find too sweet.
Yeah.
Like I'm the person who, when I make Kool-Aid, I never add sugar. Because to me, No, because then it tastes like the devil's brew. Why would you put sugar in Kool-Aid? Do you want to drink syrup?
You have to, at least like a cupful.
No, I don't.
Some people do that.
I never put sugar in Kool-Aid.
God, no.
Oh, yeah. I think she put, like, over a cup or something.
She put a lot in last time she made it.
It was actually good.
Because it was syrup to you. You're the type of person who, if I heated you up a cup of syrup and said, here, we've got nothing else to go with it, this is all we got to drink in the house, you'd be like, I am out of me, I'll drink that cup of syrup. It's yucky. Anywho.
I think it was like way in the bottom you can just taste the sugar, but like on top is like
that's why you need to stir it because the sugar doesn't dissolve properly. So you have to keep stirring. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play another song now before we get into a whole 45 minutes that's left of the show talking about Kool-Aid and how to make the perfect picture.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. It is 10:16 in Central Time. Robert is looking at shoes. AJ's surfing the channels. Catfish. I don't know if anybody out there has actually watched Catfish, but it's actually a show that I like. And it's about, basically, there was a Catfish the movie, and it was about one of the guys in it. One of the guys in it was in an internet relationship with someone, and it turns out that this person was a fake, and his brother wanted to do a documentary on him trying to find this person, going to meet her and everything. And it kind of took off from there, and the MTV started a whole TV series on it. And we've been watching some of it, and you know what? Some of the people who were involved, there was the one girl who had been in a car accident. Mm-hmm. She lost her leg and lost her eye. And I think her and the guy who, she made up a fake profile to find a friend and find a boyfriend and stuff. I think if she had actually been honest with him from the get-go, that relationship would have worked. There was one that we did see.
I don't think he was, because the way when he first saw her, he was, you can tell he's a little bit tough. Like, oh, this big girl.
But there was the one episode, if you remember, that we saw, where there was the girl, she had a son, and she had been in love with this guy for like 5 years, hasn't she? And they hadn't, they'd only chatted online, they hadn't video chatted or anything, and we were sitting there going, please, please let it just be that he was too scared to, that he was too scared to. And when they got there, it turns out that, yes, he had just been too scared. Do you remember that one?
Oh, the one.
And we sat there, we were going, please let it be him, please let it be him, please let it be him. And it was.
Oh, yeah, it was the actual guy. And it was the actual guy, but he was just too
scared. He was just too scared and too nervous to talk with her on a video chat. They got together and, you know, it was really good. It was actually really good. But it made me wonder just how many people out there do that.
Right.
Don't you agree? It's like, have you ever encountered that where somebody has said to you, you know, I look a certain way and all this, but you've gone to meet them and they've been completely different? Okay, tell me about that.
Well, it's all it is. It's just like, oh, be online. Then I guess you know that they show their face, but they don't show like their body.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, okay, I would like for you to show your body so I can know what you look like. Well, how it is. This was just back then at the time. Because, like, I wouldn't say I was picky, but I wasn't that picky. It was just like, if somebody would have been honest and be like, okay, are they skinny? Especially the women that say they're thick and they talk about they're thick. No, they ain't thick.
Fat.
I guess my thing is, it's all about honesty.
See, and my thing is this, is that, you know what, the truth is always going to come out. Regardless, the truth is going to come out, and you're going to see how people really are. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where, I don't know, I just don't know if I could. You know, I just don't know if I could do that.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? Just,
yeah.
I know, it just seems really weird. And I've had it myself as well. There was a guy I really liked. And he told me all these things and everything. And I actually, this was when I was, before I met you, and I went to meet him up at Wendy's. And he turned out to be a 55-year-old man and was sending photos of his son.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it's seriously messed up. But, you know, that's just unfortunately how some people are. They have to do that. But it is what it is. What can you do? I am going to play another song. Let me see which one I can find. We're going to play this one. Cut this show a bit short this evening because I want to spend some time with my boys and just have some family time. So I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who tuned in, everybody who's listening, everybody who has been so nice and kind and supportive. And it's occurred to me that I actually have my theme tune on this. So we are going to end the show with what should be my theme tune. So good night to everybody, and I love you. Catch the rest of our shows coming up. We have AJ's doing a show tomorrow at noon, I believe.
Yes. All about football.
All about football.
Who's going to make it to the playoffs and who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Starting Friday of next week, it will be 9 a.m. in the morning. My friend Tony has the re-up, which will be from 9 to 11. A very outspoken, frank show, which will be great. Saturday, we have VGU.
No, VGU is Sunday.
Saturdays, what do we have?
The
MMA Hour with Roosevelt. Roosevelt, I should point out, is both Robert and Matthew's godfather. He is completely insane, wonderful, and I love him to death. Monday is WFSO Aftermath. Tuesday is the Smarks List. And Wednesday is me. But on that note, I'm going to play you out with my theme tune. I love you all, and good night.
It's me, bitches. My Beamer, listening to Ether, bumping through the speakers. Know I got the ethers, rocking don't stop. I keep the rocking don't stop. I bang on the beat, you know I rock the hip hop. You know who it is. It's me, bitch. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, fuck good. Coming to the club, smoking like I used to. My shit on fire, I don't need no gasoline. I'm coming to your body with your blue two speed up. Bring me along, man. Call me the Sandman. When I drop beats, I'm the one man band man. Cash rules everything around me. Clean, get the money. Dollar, dollar, bitch. Oh, yeah. Freeze. You know who it is. It's me, bitches. Vida loco. Blind to popo. Se me la todo. That Bentley spoko. Ben solito. Ben solito. I'ma shoot that ass like a studio. Sniffing at you, yo. Trying to be so sad. Trying to act tough, but just talk like Georgia. I ain't got to shoot. I could just choke ya. You tryna make paper and I could just show ya. Freeze! You know who it is. It's me, bitches. Chillin' in my Beamer, listening to Ether, bumping through the speakers. Know I got the ethers. Rockin' don't stop. I keep the rockin' don't stop.
I got the beat.